This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Clan losing 4-1 to Leuven Frankfurt, but Frankfurt taking the penalty shots to take the trophy away. But I'm with the Clan coach, John Tripp. John, so many positives we can talk about the weekend despite tonight's result.
Yeah, definitely. You know, first thing is first, I hate losing. But, you know, I got to take that with a little bit of a grain of salt. But the boys played well. We came a little flat in the first, but we, you know, we acknowledged our issues, and they came out in the second period and played a lot better. So I like that they respected that and they came out and they played with a little bit more emotion. We're short-staffed and a little lacking depth, but we don't use that as an excuse because we had some guys that came in and actually really helped us. And, you know, Jordan Buiso had a great game. He played really well. He's going to be a good player. So it's nice to see when you have guys up and coming that have can contribute and have some add something to the team as well. But overall, I guess I can be a little bit satisfied.
You talked about being short-staffed, and you consider the amount of effort the guys put in last night. Were you worried that maybe in the latter stages fatigue would be an issue?
Well, I use this weekend as also conditioning. It's great that we're short in respect to conditioning. So they're going to get that. They're going to get better. They'll get a good rest. They have the day off tomorrow. We'll have a light skate on Tuesday, then back to Hartbrook on Wednesday, then we'll play Thursday. So I take that into factor as well, but that's something that our bodies will adapt to, and we'll get better for it.
I mean, a huge weekend for you to come here and experience this for the first time, but what's the biggest thing you've learned from your players this weekend?
Just how we can play. I saw a lot of little things that when we do that on a consistent basis, we're going to be dangerous, not to mention we will add better players as well. So it's good. I mean, we're a fast team, and I really like that, to see that. So the guys work hard. As long as we're moving our legs, we'll be successful. Once we start skating still, it doesn't help us, and you know, we're catching on.
Gary Russell, outstanding in goal tonight as well?
No, Gary did well. I mean, he let the one in from the high slot, and he knew that as well, and that happens. But, you know, Gary's a good goalie. He's great to have backing up Ryan in case we need him. So I'm happy to put both goaltenders.
On to the Manitoba game on Thursday. They've scored a lot of goals from their two games this weekend. But, again, it's just about fitness and conditioning ahead of the new season.
Yeah, well, Manitoba's not a team you take lightly. They're a group of guys that played semi-pro in Canada in the OHL and WHL, and now instead of turning pro, they decided to do schooling, and then they have the chance to turn pro. So they're men, they're professionals, and they play really well. I mean, they beat Belfast the other day, so they're doing well. It's something we're not going to take it easy. It's definitely another game for us to start building from, but it'll be good for the game coming up on the weekend for the Cup challenge against Manchester.
And for Thursday, will we see Schofield, Shattuck and Bjorklund then perhaps?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to ask somebody else that as well. I have no idea. I hope so.
Thanks for your time, John.
Thank you.